Hello, friends, Professor Toto and Pastor Vaughn, with just a brief video to try to explain a few things that, once again, I find myself having to address certain members that have left our church disgruntled and just constant attack on Facebook, social media, just night and day. It just never ends. For some reason, these folks can't just move along and enjoy life and just, you know, let us be. And anyway. So I normally ignore. And I ignore because I know the truth. I know the truth. And I can prove the truth. That's why I've invited these people many times to face me publicly in a Zoom meeting. And I'll be happy to expose them and the truth. But this most recent attack demands that I respond to it. Please pardon me for even bothering you with this. So, one of the men that left my church a few months ago posted this on his Facebook page. I'm going to show it to you and I'll respond. He said, "Ask your pastor why he does not acknowledge his first grandson." And then he adds another picture there of the baby, Asa Michael. Now, that is a pretty serious charge, so I'll answer it. The rest of them is just hogwash. I won't answer. But this one, I'm going to bring it to you in case they contact you and you see these pictures and you're like, "Oh, how could Pastor Vaughn not acknowledge his grandchild?" It's a lie from the pits of hell. And shame on the person that's spreading this lie. My son, Tyler, is a recovering addict. He lived a life of drugs during his teenage years, and he met up with a young lady that, whenever he went to prison, she was living a life of prostitution. Everyone knows this. This young baby was born. She was my son's girlfriend. This is really a private family matter that I should never even have to address. So when my son was in prison, this child was born. Nobody knew who this child belonged to. Nobody. There was always a possibility that it was my grandchild. But there was many possibilities that it wasn't. So my heart never attached to this child for a reason. When my son was in prison, he signed away all parental rights to the child, at which time this baby was adopted by loving parents. We felt it best, I did, not to complicate things and not to accept this as my grandchild. Number one, it's painful to my heart. Number two, if it's not, then it just complicates the child's life. Number three, there's never been a DNA test to prove that this is my grandchild. My prayer is that whoever feels the need to be this evil and spread these things, God help you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have two grandchildren that I adore, Unfortunately, this precious child was born under the most difficult of circumstances. And my prayer every day is for this child to have a loving, happy home without us dramatizing that and getting involved where we shouldn't. So thank you for listening. If these people contact you, and they probably will, it seems to be their life mission. Now you know the truth. Thank you for watching.